Good morning. We had scattered clouds overnight and a breeze out of the northwest picked up behind a front that passed through. It was a dry front, so no problems with any rain this morning. However, that breeze did allow temperatures to stay on the milder side compared to recent mornings, and most everyone's waking up in the 40s and lower 50s on this Friday. High pressure is building in behind the front, and skies have cleared out already. That will translate to a lot of sunshine today and a nice rebound as temperatures bounce back through the 50s and into the middle and upper 60s on average for afternoon highs with that gusty northwest wind flow. Overnight tonight, the wind will relax, skies will remain clear, and it'll get comfortably cool with lows back into the lower and middle 40s. High pressure building in both at the surface and aloft for the weekend will mean a big warm-up again for this time of year. Temperatures will soar to about 10 to 15 degrees above normal with lots of sunshine on both Saturday and Sunday. Highs will be in the lower to middle 70s. A storm system will carve out across the middle of the country over the weekend and make an approach early next week. Clouds will tend to increase during the day on Monday, but a southwesterly wind flow will carry us into the lower 70s once again before moisture approaches from the south and west, arriving on Tuesday in the form of mostly cloudy skies with the chance of showers. In fact, as that storm gets closer to us late Tuesday and Tuesday night, we'll have an increasing chance of more of a soaking rain around here, something we haven't seen in quite a while. We'll dry it out and cool it off by the middle and latter portion of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain and high elevation snow will be the main weather story across the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies as a strong low pressure system approaches the region tonight into tomorrow. This atmospheric river will likely result in at least an inch of rainfall across western Oregon and Washington, with some locations getting in excess of 3 inches. Snow will be heavy for the higher mountain ranges of the Northern Rockies and also for the Northern Cascades. The cold front currently tracking across the Rockies expected to reach the plains by tonight. Severe thunderstorms will likely develop across parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas ahead of the front this weekend, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area with an enhanced risk for wind damage, hail, and possibly tornadoes. Meanwhile, fire weather concerns will continue across parts of California over the next few days with very dry conditions and gusty winds expected. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Hawaii is tracking Typhoon Lan, located about 427 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base, Okinawa, Japan. Lan has maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour and is tracked north at 9 knots over the past 6 hours. The typhoon's expected to strengthen over the next few days, and the winds are forecast to gust up to 160 miles per hour before weakening as it approaches Tokyo by late in the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 28 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 44, 72% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at El Centro Naval Air Station and Ocotillo Wells, both in California, to a low of 11 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 59, that's 11 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just 92 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.39 inches below normal, and 35.45 inches for the year, which is 3.69 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 80 set in 1965, and the record low 18 in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening 6:05 p.m., 10 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, mild today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, pleasant today with highs in the middle 60s. Clear tonight, lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, pleasant today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, pleasant today, with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, lots of sunshine, warm lower 70s, more sun on Sunday lower 70s. Some clouds will tend to mix in on Monday with the sunshine still 72. A good chance of rain on Tuesday night, otherwise mostly cloudy, around 70 in the afternoon. Blustery, a bit cooler Wednesday, still in the 60s, and in the 50s on Thursday with another chance of showers. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.